All right, get to the phone, get to the video stream. It's Card D Sharks time. I need two contestants. 651-461-9226. We are ready to play Card D Sharks. We'll be ready in a minute. But first, I need you. I need you. I need two contestants. And that's how we do that. Oh, the callers just lighting it up at 651-461-9226. They're ready to go, Laura.
I want one of our contestants to be somebody in a car trying to get to their cabin.
Ooh, that would be ideal.
That would be
right?
A good one.
This is the weekend where I feel a little jealous of the cabin crowd.
Yes, me too.
We have our downtown cabin. We have our apartment downtown, but this is the weekend made for get
sure.
me to the outdoors, mm-hmm. get me to mowing the lawn.
Exactly.
Get me to now, Minnesota cabins, when I first moved here 20-some years ago, one of the photographers at Channel 4 would talk about his cabin. And then he showed me a picture of this thing, and it was twice as big as my house.
Yeah.
Like, your cabin. I picture, like, a shack that may or may not have running water, that may or may not have a toilet.
Many are lake homes.
Yes.
Not little cabins.
I like it. I mean, we all want, those of us who don't have a cabin, we want a friend with a cabin.
Yes.
Right. You want, so think of all of us. Dan, I think, is in the same boat. Think of us. You know, we may or may not accept your invitation to your cabin. It depends.
Do you have a cabin, Dan?
No, but I'm very much in the same as you guys.
May or may not.
To know somebody that does.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
That is the move.
We have some friends in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin with a cabin that we get invited to at least once a month in the summer, which is fantastic. Yeah.
Chippewa Falls, underrated.
Totally. It's
underrated.
Wonderful. Yes.
And kind of a bummer that they closed down that Leinenkugel brewery up there.
Well, the manufacturing
they're
is closed. But
they're still, the tasting
still
room's
stuck.
Still open?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Let's go. We have two contestants ready to play, and one is exactly what Laura was asking
Yay.
For. Let's play Card D Sharks. Memorial Weekend has come at long last, so thank those who've served in the present and past. Here also is Friday. It's your day to play, so pick up the phone and take it away on Card D Sharks. All right, our two contestants are here. Dan, you were off last week, right?
Correct.
Which I think means that Todd in Rosemount gets to play again, doesn't it? Hi, Todd.
I'm good.
Todd, you snuck through on a Dan Cook
on a who technicality.
Who didn't know that you played last week. It's fine.
I knew who won, I just didn't know who the other player was. So.
Did you win? Did he win?
No, he didn't win.
Okay.
I'm trying to redeem myself. I lost.
I would not have
lost. I'm dealing with that.
Todd's a great contestant, so we'll allow it. Carrie, now Todd, you have to play against Carrie, who is in her car, headed up north. Carrie, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you very much.
Laura and I were just kind of hoping to have someone like you calling up.
Where are you, Carrie?
I am right now. I just got out of Waverly, but I'm heading to Palisade.
Excellent.
Where our cabin is.
Nice.
So nice. Oh, it's going to be great. Is this the first time up to the cabin this year?
Nope.
All right.
But all the grandkids and everybody's going to be up there, so it's always a fun weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Excellent.
Is it a cabin or a lake home, though? Let's clarify.
Yeah.
Well, maybe in between those two.
All right. It's not a full-on palace, but there's more than one bathroom.
One and a half. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I think one and a half, you're
better
in between.
Than an outhouse, right?
Very good.
Yeah.
All right,
right.
You guys know,
that's
how,
right.
you that's know
right.
how we play. We start with a survey of 100 people. Todd will give the first answer, a number between 0 and 100. Carrie will say higher or lower. Whoever's right gets control of the board. If you want to watch Card D Sharks, YouTube is the best place to do it. Go to youtube.com/WCCO radio and click on the live button, and you can watch our oversized cards and our handmade board made by Dan Cook's brother, Mark Cook. So here we go. First question. And looking at this board, I was thinking today, like, what a low budget operation we run here.
It's got
like, it looks like Mark used whiteout to put WCCO at the top.
Let me assure you, I know how much.
No, I know you had to pay.
He paid for it because I paid him back.
Dan reimbursed for this. I'm like, I think the company should pay for it.
Was it like $14?
Several multiples of that.
Oh,
because at that time, plywood was very
expensive.
Yeah,
this was right in the middle of the pandemic, so plywood costs
were high. Yes. All right, here we go. And
he's done nothing but rip it ever since I paid for it.
Every time I bring it up, it makes me think like I should give Dan his $80 back or whatever he paid.
I think we're in good we're shape past on that. One. Yeah,
now.
I think we're good.
All right, Todd, here we go. Let's asked 100 school bus drivers, which could you use more on your job? Earplugs or throat lozenges? How many school bus drivers said they wish they could use earplugs? Yeah. So do you want those dang kids to shut up, or do you need a relief for your throat for telling the kids to sit down and shut up? Did you have a nice school bus driver? Do you remember, Todd?
No, I had to sit in the front all the time because I was a big troublemaker.
That feels exactly right. That's exactly what I would have expected. Oh, that's pretty funny.
There was Mr. Donaldson. I can remember his name. Mr. Donaldson was his name.
I love this.
Todd, get up here.
Yeah.
And you knew exactly where to go.
Yeah, there was like four other Todds on the bus, but I know that I knew he was talking to me.
The tone was there, yes.
Oh, that's so good. Todd, what do you think? How many school bus drivers said they could use more earplugs?
I would say probably 52%.
All right, 52% says Todd. Carrie, were you a troublemaker on your school bus?
You know what? I lived in Gaylord, Minnesota, home of Mike Mantz, and I had to walk to school all the time. But I am a school teacher, a retired school teacher, so I'm going to say the number is higher.
All right, Carrie says a little higher. The actual number of school bus drivers who said they could use more earplugs is higher. It's 64. And so, Carrie, that's good news for you.
This is rigged.
I know. Todd's going to be.
The game is young, Todd.
Todd's going to be the permanent.
Can you make that, the board a Plinko board or something? Once it starts dropping things? Does it have that versatility or no?
With some modifications, I think we probably could turn it.
I mean,
we could.
I think Plinko's problematic on the radio, but,
It's it's more of a visual game, indeed. All right. Laura's at the board. And Carrie, you get to pick. Do you want the red cards or the blue cards?
I'll take blue.
All right. Carrie takes the blue cards, and Laura flips over your opening card, which is a 2. Nice start for Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
Higher or lower?
Please.
Higher, says Carrie.
Higher.
Laura flips your second card. It's a jack. It is higher. Carrie, you're off to the races here. You can freeze at any time to preserve your progress and protect your progress, but you're at a jack. Pretty good card. What do you want to do with the jack, Carrie?
I want to go lower.
All right, lower than a jack. It is a 7. It is lower. But now you got one of those middle cards. So you want to freeze or you want to go for it?
Yes, I do.
Go for it, Carrie. Nope, go
like
for it.
No, sorry.
Carrie, go for it. Come on.
All right. Well, you know what? How about this, Todd? I'll give Carrie another minute just to make sure. We'll take a break.
Sounds good.
No.
We'll take a quick break. And see I have a feeling Carrie's pretty locked in. We're playing for $50 at any of the Jester Concepts restaurants. Parlor, Butcher and the Boar. But this month we are highlighting Starling. Beautiful, lush greenery, great menu, wonderful bar in Edina. So check out Starling in Edina. $50 on the line. Cardi Shark's coming back. That was Amy Hockert from a conversation.
Hockert.
I love her too.
Yeah.
I was trying to get Amy to leave TV and come over here and like hang out on our show.
Yeah.
I'm not
she
giving
could do
up.
Both. She could do both.
I think she could. She does their streaming network now.
Yeah,
so
I saw
she's
that.
Like on all day, I think. She is an unhinged Timberwolves fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sending my thoughts and prayers to her today. Because if you're a Wolves fan, it's looking bleak, but it's a long series. It's a long series.
That's
true. We're playing Card D Sharks. Laura is here. Dan is here. Two great contestants on the line right now, Todd and Rosemount. Carrie in her car headed up north to the cabin. Carrie, you sure you want to freeze on that 7? Todd was putting on the hard sell.
Go for it, Carrie. No guts, no glory.
I'm not a gambler.
All right.
I'm not a gambler, so I'm going to freeze.
All right, Carrie, the next question goes to you. We asked 100 college students.
Okay.
In the past month, have you pulled an all-nighter? How many college students said, yep, in the past month, I have pulled an all-nighter? Carrie, you're a retired teacher, right?
Yes, yep.
All-nighter.
I'm going to say 40.
Carrie says 40. Laura, did you ever pull an all-nighter?
Probably close to an all-nighter.
I was a broadcasting major, so, like, what the heck did I have to do all night?
Yeah, same here.
Maybe for my political science degree, maybe I had to do a little bit of all-night work. Todd, what do you think? Carrie says 40. Do you think
higher?
Sure.
Can we clarify, was it studying or drinking? That really makes a big difference.
That's true.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's true. The
question didn't specify. I assume they were talking about studying.
Yeah.
But that just shows what a bunch
I think
of...
that's the assumption, yes.
What a bunch of nerds we are around here. That was our assumption. Typical, the troublemaker who gets sent to the front of the bus would be thinking that. What do you think, Todd? Higher or lower than 40?
I think it's probably going to be lower because I don't think kids work as hard in the school as they used to.
The actual number of college students who say in the past month they've pulled an all-nighter is 86. Way higher.
My gosh.
I think, Todd, your logic is right that they maybe don't work as hard, but then you have to, so you spend the all-nighter. I don't know. That's crazy. 86. Carrie, that's good news for you and on that 7. So you can change the 7. I assume that's what you'd like to do.
Yes, that's what I'd like to do, please.
All right, the 7 goes away.
You got 5.
It's a 4. It's a...
ooh, even better.
Yeah, pretty good, Carrie. What do you want to do, higher or lower than a 4?
I'm going to go higher, please.
All right, higher than a 4. It is an 8. It is higher than a 4. Oh, you're just getting hammered with these middle-of-the-road cards. You have an interesting decision here. Because you froze, you aren't risking much. I don't want to talk you into going for it because you could freeze again on the 8, but you only have one card separating you and victory. So if you want to do a coin flip, might not be a bad idea. Otherwise, you freeze and we go to sudden death, which also is stacked in your favor with 4 cards pulled versus I don't think Todd's had a crack at it yet. So I hope that wasn't too confusing, Carrie, as I lay out the options for you. But what do you think?
No, I think I am going to gamble this time. I think I'm going to go higher.
All right. Here we go. Higher. It's a 5. It is lower. And now do I blame myself for talking you into this?
Clearly.
If Todd runs the table here, Carrie, I'll send you a $50 gift card. I'll take
all
responsibility.
Right.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Todd never got that.
No, you get one too, Todd.
Yeah, yeah, you still are the winner.
I was expecting some Milky Way questions. That's what I was really hoping for today.
All right, Todd, here we go. You have nothing. So
Thanks.
Laura's going to flip your card. And here comes your opening card. It is a queen.
Lower.
Lower than a queen. I know. Laura's backfilling.
Got some discombobulation with the cards, but we're good. We're good.
That's all good. Now we're set.
He said lower than
a queen. It is. It's a 4.
You want higher?
Higher than a 4. It is a jack. Oh boy.
Lower
than a jack. It is an 8. And now you've got the 8. One card to go. Oh, Todd's going to go for it. All right, Todd.
Yep, higher.
Higher than an 8. It is. Hey, it's high!
Wow!
Oh, no! Oh, yes! Amazing!
He was motivated, I could tell.
Todd, I am
so excited right now.
Carrie, you just got steamrolled there. I What can you do? What can you? Todd would have got you one way or the other, I think, even if you froze
on a roll.
Yeah, he was hot. Carrie, I'm sorry.
I got to work this weekend, so enjoy your weekend, Carrie, up in the Palisades, I'm sure.
I'll drown my sorrows tonight, so thank you. This was fun.
Carrie, you were awesome. Thank what you. A great contestant. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. Todd, you did it. You won.
Hey, man. Yes, yes, yes.
I love it.
Todd rules.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Mr. Donaldson.
Todd, stay on the line. Dan will get all your information, and off you go. Thanks to the Jester Concepts Group. They got Parlor, PS Steak, so many great restaurants. Rustica now part of their family as well, so enjoy. Pretty good. I was at the Minneapolis Club last night, Laura.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah, they had a little watch party for the Timberwolves game, and I posted a picture, Alyssa and I, because yesterday was Alyssa's birthday. We both had a martini, and a friend of mine replied that was probably the best part of the Timberwolves game. The night started well with a martini at the Minneapolis Club at Charlie's Bar. That's open to the public. Anybody can come to Charlie's or go to the restaurant, which is pretty cool. And you can make a reservation if you want on their website, or you just show up. It's fine. It's good. But, bummer of a game, wasn't it?
I know. We need to come back tomorrow.
It's all right.
You can do it.
You expect the number one seed to win their games on their court. So now we just have to win our two on our court.
I have been struck this time around by how physical these games have been.
Oh.
Just plowing into each other and lots of knocking down. It's like I'm on the edge of my seat and I'm so nervous the whole time. I don't like it. I like an elegant game. I want an elegant game with nice big 3-point shots and swoosh, and then we run back the other way instead of plowing into each other and knocking everybody down. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Stop it, guys.
The Lynx are in action tonight. I think 6:30 is when the Lynx play tonight. Although the WNBA is pretty dang physical as well.
Yeah, not exactly dainty.
Lynx are at Target Center. But yeah, playoff basketball is different.
Yeah.
It is. Thanks, Laura. Appreciate it. That was Card to Sharks. We thank Jester Concepts for their support. Let's break. I've got some graduation thoughts when we come back, including Kermit the Frog. Are you excited when your graduation speaker is, "Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here"?
That might be the worst Kermit the Frog impression I've ever
heard. Do you have one? Do you have a Kermit?
It's Kermit the Frog.
Right. You know what? Not only is Cook ripping my impression, he's going to rip my take on this as well. So we'll talk about that when we come back on CCO. So it's graduation season for colleges. It's very majestic.
I did a scramble at the end to search pomp and circumstance, right? Because that's what they play it.
Right.
And that's what this says.
This is.
But that's not what this is.
It is like. I mean, you gave it a go.
I tried.
That is like.
I tried.
That is pompy and circumstancy, right?
Sure.
Like, I could give you some pomp and circumstance. Here it comes.
Kinda.
No, that's not the right one. It's harder to do than you would think.
It's a lot of buildup maybe to work.
All right, stop this. I don't know. These are the kind of things that would be like really good for us to do before the show, right?
I mean, again, it could be a buildup for it.
I know.
It doesn't
sound familiar to me.
See, it sounded like it was going to go into it, and then it goes into this other thing.
No, that's not it. I don't know. Is it this one?
There it is. We'll just edit that first part of it out, and then it'll be fine.
Graduates of the class of 2025. Here comes a joke. Here comes a self-deprecating story. And here comes some life advice that, delivered by someone else, could feel trite. But in this moment, in this time, it feels profound. That's the formula, right? That is what you expect at a graduation speech. Maybe at Dan's alma mater, you had internet funny man. Charlie Behrens, I believe, gave the commencement address at Madison this year.
This year, yes. Yeah.
And at the University of Maryland, the commencement address was given by a voice you'll recognize right away.
You still got the music going, though.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, now you're good.
You are all here. You're all here to listen to a frog in a very tiny cap and gown give a commencement speech on, what's actually turned out to be a pretty beautiful evening. Yeah. Either way, I can guarantee you the forecast calls for a 100% chance of frog. So here I am.
Just not barely got a laugh.
I mean, nor should it have.
Well, you know, he was just getting warmed up. You don't want to use your best stuff.
I would be so mad.
Headlines on this are overwhelmingly positive. Kermit the Frog's commencement speech has University of Maryland grads in stitches and in tears. Leap together.
Ugh.
Life is better when we leap together. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Do you want to hear some of the most profound stuff from this? Do you want to hear? Not yet. Not yet. You got to wait like 30 seconds. You are mad at the frog.
I hate everything about this.
You're mad at the frog.
I'm mad at the school for putting the frog up there. This is these kids have been working hard for 4+ years to earn a collegiate degree. And you're supposed to be sending them out with some profound words of wisdom from somebody who's lived life a little bit, who's been out there, who's done it, who's found some measure of success in life and wants to pass on a little bit of that wisdom to these graduates. And they have a Muppet on the stage. A Muppet! It's a toy. I grew up on the Muppets. I love the Muppets. The Muppets are great. But you don't put them out in a commencement address. Come on.
Who was your commencement speaker when you graduated from?
Was the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin school system.
Boof.
Yeah, no, they don't have any success in their life or wisdom to impart to people at all, do they?
Do you remember the profundity of that speech?
No, but I remember the school having enough respect for the work that I had put in to get that degree to put somebody on stage that wasn't a sock puppet. This is horrible. These poor kids. First of all, I mean, you have to sit through the whole graduation ceremony. Those are, you know, a baton death march as it is, right? And your reward is to hear from, and not only, it's not Kermit because Jim Henson's dead, so it's not the Kermit, it's somebody doing Kermit. Yeah. And I don't think that guy was doing Kermit very well. Thank you very much.
So the commencement speaker at Marquette's College of Communication graduation was me.
Of course it was. That's so good.
And I think,
I can't even tell you how much I love that.
If you were to ask any of my fellow classmates, they would have rather heard from the damn puppet.
1,000 times out of 1,000, I would rather hear Jason DeRusha at a commencement address than Kermit the bleeping frog.
In 1995 at Marquette, the speaker was the CEO of Sears, Edward Brennan. When I graduated, it was the Archbishop, Rembert Weakland.
Yeah. Again, somebody serious, somebody smart, somebody that
has gravitas. No one was paying attention. It's a different era. You need like a celebrity. You need a thing. Here, some of the stuff was good. Here's Kermit with some of the good stuff.
All here to listen to a frog.
Well, we already heard
in a
that.
Very Kermit. Tiny cap and frog.
How about this? Here we go.
Rather than jumping over someone to get what you want, consider reaching out your hand and taking the leap side by side.
That's nice.
Because life is better when we leap together.
That's pretty good.
It's important to stay connected to your loved ones, stay connected to your friends,
yep.
And most of all, stay connected to your dreams.
Oh, come on.
No matter how big.
Come on now.
No matter how impossible they seem. The truth is, dreams are how we figure out where we want to go. And life is how we get there.
We are most pleased to award you the governor's
Now, he got an honorary diploma.
An appreciation about 10 outstanding services.
Right, I didn't know that.
Okay.
All right, now
Oh,
I'm
now
out.
Your opinion's
now
changing.
I'm
okay.
Out. Now I'm
okay.
out. Now I'm out.
I mean, just put Statler and Waldorf up there and do some shtick, you know?
I think it's nice.
Get the chef up there.
No one.
Look,
no one who's graduating cares. No one is paying attention.
I'd have been furious.
It's on brand.
Right? I literally would have been sitting in that crowd just steaming the whole time. I would have been so mad about
it. Well, college Jason would have been mad about it also. Because college Jason was mad when Chris Farley came and crashed our student TV awards dinner and
right.
party.
Which,
because it took attention away from
College Jason, right?
Not College Jason, the people, my people.
And College Jason.
And my God, like how dumb was I mean, about that? I was so wrong. So just like you are so wrong.
I am 100% right about this.
Now, giving a damn puppet an honorary diploma is a mockery of the honorary diploma integrity that we have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it, but what I don't, here's what I don't like about the Kermit the Frog situation.
Yes.
It's the coverage. It's the coverage.
The gushing
coverage.
It was
on CBS this morning. It was on the Today Show.
Well, why do you think Maryland did it? They didn't actually think the puppet had something profound to say to the kids. They did it because they knew it would be on every morning show across the country. Hey, come to Maryland, and when you graduate, you get Kermit the Frog.
Is that helpful, you think?
They must think so. I think it's absurd.
I think it was good.
I'm telling my nieces and nephews, if they decide to go to Maryland, they're out of the family.
Who doesn't like Kermit, says a texter, and have warm, nostalgic feelings when they hear
him? I love Kermit. Like I said, I grew up on the Muppets. I love the Muppets. There's a
Would you rather hear like the
time
CEO
and place
of Target or
a
something?
A thousand times Ooh. Out of a thousand, I'd rather hear the CEO of Target at a commencement address. Because it's just the wrong context for it.
No. The graduation address is supposed to be entertaining. It's not that big of a deal. Most graduating seniors are drunk anyway. The only people
see
listening are mom and grandma.
You see
so,
how you are.
You know who mom and grandma love? Kermit the Frog. Every commencement speech since 2022 has been AI generated anyway.
I mean, there's that.
May
yeah.
have a point, says a texter. We'll break. No tax on tips. I hate this. I really think it's stupid. We'll talk about it when we come back. No tax on tips is something that sounds good but does little. And in fact, I think this has a real potential of backfiring. This was a Donald Trump campaign promise. He made it in Vegas, apparently after having dinner with someone, a server who complained about having to pay taxes on tips. Here's the problem. About a third of service industry people who get tips make so little money they don't pay taxes anyway. So this helps them not at all. It helps people who get tips as part of their income. But we already have provisions to help those folks out. Why are we helping a restaurant worker who makes $80,000 a year? Not saying that most people do. Most people don't. But if you work at a restaurant, you make 80 grand a year, and you report tips to the IRS, you are getting a better deal than the plumber who makes $80,000 a year. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. This is part of the Republican big, beautiful, beautiful bill. So you're not helping the poorest service workers, restaurant employees. You're not helping people immediately because you help, it's a tax credit. So, you know, let's be honest, a lot of people in the service industry aren't even reporting 100% of their tips. It is a minor benefit to a certain degree. I think it does say to people who make money on tips, it says, we care about you. There are better ways you could help people in the service industry, I think. I think there are, you know, if you wanted to help everyone in the service industry, you could take away the tipped wage. So in Minnesota, everybody gets minimum wage. There is no lower minimum wage in Minnesota for people who work at restaurants. So your servers are making, you know, in Minneapolis and St. Paul, they're making the $14 or $15 an hour minimum wage. In much of the rest of the state, I think the state minimum wage is $9.50 or something like that. So you're making a minimum wage. The federal government could do that all around the country. And that would make a difference immediately to every single service worker. This is a minor deal. It sounds good. You're like, no taxes on tips. I think the other danger is that people start giving crappier tips. If you're someone who's sort of got that tip fatigue and you're sick and tired of being asked to tip everywhere all the time, might this be an excuse for you to say, ah, screw it. I don't have to do that. I hope not. If you can't afford to tip, you shouldn't be eating out or doing the thing, I would say. But I know people are going to take it out on service people. Not a great idea. I think it's a bad idea. The lead coming up in just a minute. CBS News. We're talking iPhone tariffs. We're talking the wolves.